You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with George Elwell, president and founder of Silent Calm Communications, one of the few companies in the world producing electronic visual and tactile alerting devices for seniors, people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or deaf and blind. George, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So tell us, what are your growth strategies that you have in place for yourself?
Well, we have we're doing a lot more in the cross marketing now. We have taken out on more challenges, I guess you'd say, for the European market and for Australia and for senior market, nursing homes and schools. By keeping in touch with people out in the areas, we found out that, for instance, schools would like to have alerting devices in case of any kind of emergency for weather or terrorist attack or anything like that. So we developed products to do that, and then we also developed products for nursing homes and for people, senior citizens that want to live at home. Today, it's such an extreme cost to live at a nursing home when people could live in their homes if they could get the assistance they need. So we've got a system that we've developed that will tell the care provider, whether it's a family member or a particular organization, will tell them whether they're drinking water or whether they're getting out of bed when they should, taking their medications or anything, and it will all come back through cell phones or any way that they choose to notify the care provider. And it's a market that's growing larger and larger all the time, the same as it is for the senior market, which is great.
How do you make sure that Silent Call is innovative?
We attend several conventions each year, and we talk so much with the people to find out what their needs are. And then we go to places like the Consumer Electronics Show, and we see what kind of technology is out there. It allows us to have some particular components that we need to develop a product, or it generates ideas, not necessarily what we see, but where we can use some of the technology that's there in our existing products. Because of that, it allows us to make our product smaller, more efficient, and it's great to be able to talk with people about what their needs are. They talked about people would like to have a watch, so it took us about 3 years to develop this watch. But the watch will vibrate different codes for a person who's deaf-blind or for a person who's visual but just deaf. And it displays icons. It notifies them of fire, doorbell, telephone, baby crying, and it's up to a 200-foot radius of the transmitters. So that's the first product in the world like it, and it's a patent product. Works really great.
How has technology impacted your business?
Well, it's allowed us to again make our components smaller. Our receiver, for instance, in the beginning stages was quite large. But because of some of the advanced technology that's out there with software and with component sizes and such, it allowed us to not only make the products smaller, but also more reliable, because we fully test every product before it goes out the door. And we listen to our customers. Whatever our customers want, that's what we look to see how we can modify the products or develop another product to take care of it.
Today we're joined by George Elwell, president and founder of Silent Call Communications, one of the few companies in the world producing electronic visual and tactile alerting devices for seniors, people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or deaf and blind, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. George, tell me about some of your company's best practices.
Every product that goes out of our facility is tested. I know that most companies will test like maybe one out of 10, and then they also plan for an obsolescence. Well, we don't do that because the market that we deal with are people that are notoriously low-income families. And in the past, the products that have been produced to help people who are deaf and deaf-blind have been really something that after a year it's junk because it's just such cheap products. Our products are made here in America, and we use the best kind of products that we or components to build the products that we can. And so that's why we have a failure rate of 0.01%, which is an outstanding success rate with the products. But we, again, test every product that goes out. We do not build a product for obsolescence. We give a 5-year warranty on everything that we manufacture and that we build here in the United States. And no other company has done that as far as I know. But my brother-in-law is deaf, and that's how one of the reasons I initially got into this business. I asked him one time how he would know if he had a fire, and he said when he smelled the smoke. Well, that doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out that's too late. And so I was working for overseas operations at General Motors at the time and engineering, and I knew that the technology was a lot better out there than what was being put out for people with special needs. And so I just started doing marketing research in the deaf community to find out what they needed, not what I could build. And so consequently, it ends up with the products that we have. It's what the people want, and they're reliable. You know, if you have a baby crying or you have a fire, those aren't things that you want to just push aside. You want to take care of them immediately. And so we also have a fire alarm system, which is also the only one in the industry like it, but it's supervised. And what it does is it tells the deaf person or the deaf-blind person not only when there's a fire, but it tells them if the battery is dead in the smoke detector or someone is, so for some reason that smoke detector is not working. Somebody could have taken it or something could go bad in it. But our system tells the user that that smoke detector is not working. And then we have fire transmitters that hook into fire systems, which are all supervised also. They're all UL and ETL listed, and they notify the person, again, to a receiver that that has two ways of alerting the person, a strobe light and or a bed vibrator. A test by Gallaudet University has shown that the most effective way to wake up a person that's deaf or a person that's got normal hearing is with a pulsating vibrator. The strobe lights are only 32% effective in waking people up. So our systems all have a pulsating vibrator. The vibrator gives them a different pulsation for each transmitted signal. So that if it's fire, it's a rapid vibration, and if it's a doorbell, then it just vibrates twice so that the person, whether they're in bed or wearing a watch or wearing our body-worn receiver, they're notified and know instantly what it is that's taking place.
In conclusion, what piece of advice could you share with young entrepreneurs listening in today?
Well, for myself, my most important ingredient was my faith in Jesus Christ, and that has been more to me and helping me in everything. But also, networking is very important. It's important to get to know how other people have operated their business, what their successes are, and what their failures are, and maybe I shouldn't say failures, but what they know what not to do the next time. Because a person that's in business, that's in the first 5 years, they're going to probably experience every kind of a mishap that can possibly happen. So if you get into groups like the community services for maybe a networking network, for instance, like Waterford Chamber of Commerce here in our area, I can go there. I can meet with people that are in all kinds of businesses and talk with them about what they're doing in business. And we all have something in common because we deal with people and we deal with industries that need some different approaches to handling that sort of business. And it works out really well. And here in Michigan, of course, in Oakland County, we have the Oakland County Economic Development Group. And they are very, very good at helping people out, getting a business started, helping them to put together a business plan, which is absolutely crucial because the old saying is if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So you must have a good business plan in place, and you must have the determination not to quit. You have to stick with it, because it isn't going to be easy when you start a business. Some of our biggest obstacles are the government and some of the regulations that they want to put on businesses. But it's well worth it. It's a great reward to know that that you've succeeded at doing something that someone else has not done before.
George, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Silent Call Online.
You can go to silentcall.com, or you can go to our website, which is www.silentcall.com, or you can call our 800 number for any help, which is 800-572-5227.
Very good. He is George Elwell, president and founder of Silent Call Communications, one of the few companies in the world producing electronic visual and tactile alerting devices for seniors, people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or deaf and blind. And the website of reference is silentcall.com. George, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You are very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.